Welcome to the very first episode of Rocking Chair Ramblings. That little intro music right there and that clap is what producer Ellie said we should go with.
That's the music choice?
That's the intro, evidently. All right. So, pretty cool. It'll be famous at some point. I am your host of Rocking Chair Ramblings, Tommy Pippin. This is more of a Pippin family podcast, or at least probably the best way to describe it. And sitting in old chair number two is the co-host, Matthew Pippin. How are you, Matthew?
I'm doing all right.
Awesome. So I think the best way to do this is to sit each member of the family down in the old rocking chair, get to know them, and then we'll get to know more about you in depth as the episodes go on, since you'll be the co-host. But they won't always be with us, or at least that's the anticipation. They're not as excited about it as we are.
No.
But before we do that, give me a little bit about yourself. Someone says, hey, Matthew, tell me more about you. What do you say? How do you describe yourself?
I am 15 years old.
15?
I play football.
Yeah.
I wrestle.
Yeah.
That's really it. I like to eat.
Typical 15-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah. I play football and I wrestle. I like to eat. You play any other sports?
Baseball.
Okay. Yeah. That's it, man. Good talk. What do you play in football?
Right now, I'm a long snapper, trying to get into tight end, though, but long snapper is fun, and it's been treating me really well.
That's the one you're excited about right now?
That's the one I'm really excited about right now.
Yeah. Really neat. It gave you a lot of stuff this year, a lot of opportunities. But what'd you play? So you're coming off your freshman year. What'd you play freshman year?
I played center, D-line, long snapper. That was it. I was also on kickoff and kick return, but I got taken off those, sadly.
Only Pippin to ever be taken off the field.
Well, I mean, I did play almost every down.
A little pushback on your part. Yeah. And had a chance to do some long snapping and fell in love with it. Is that fair to say?
I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, it was cool. It was really fun to watch you this year, and excited to see how this thing plays out for you. I know you put in a lot of hard work. So this week wraps up 2024 and walks into the new year of 2025. And I think I have brought you to or picked you up from in like 5 workouts in the last 2 days at the high school. Is that fair?
Something like that.
Pretty cool. That's the best way to do it, buddy. And then quick on wrestling. What are we doing in wrestling right now?
We're wrestling 190 right now, trying to put on a bunch of weight. And I don't really know what's happening right now in the 190 spot. Starting 190 just tore his ACL.
Oh, buddy.
I think I'm going to fill it. I don't know yet, though. I would assume I'm going to fill it.
Well, got to step up when some things like that happen. But I guess your job is to work your butt off no matter what.
Yes,
sir. See what happens, right?
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm excited for this little podcast. I think the cool thing, the funny thing about episode one is going to be we don't know what we're doing at all.
Nope, so no clue.
We hit record, don't know what that means. We are working off equipment that we just received as a Christmas gift, which is awesome. And then editing, truly don't know. But in typical Pippin fashion, we're going to throw it out there.
We're going to figure it out at some point.
We're just going to throw it out there. We're not going to make it perfect, then throw it out there.
No.
No, just throw it out there. So, this is exciting. One prediction for the podcast before I get you out of that chair?
I think it will take us 2 years to get a viewer that is not related to us or our family or knows our family.
Challenge accepted. 2 years, stranger. Subscribe.
Someone we have no idea.
Or viewer. I don't even know what it's called.
Listener?
A listener. A loyal fan.
Yeah.
That's probably too much pressure. Someone who hit the subscribe button. 2 years that's not related to us by blood. I like it, buddy. I like it a lot. All right. Well, I'm excited to do this with you. And yeah, it's going to be a whole lot of fun. So I'm going to kick you out of that chair and welcome in Ellie, and then if it sounds like it wasn't smooth, it's because we don't know what we're doing. So
Probably not going to be.
Yeah, stick around. Upcoming. Stick around for the next 2 years and then hit subscribe. This is fun. All right, we'll see what happens. I'm here with the amazing Ellie Pippen, my beautiful daughter. Ellie, how would you describe yourself to someone who was like, hey, nice to meet you?
Hey, my name's Ellie. Nice to meet you, too. That's probably what I would say.
Solid, solid. But if they were like, tell me more about you.
I would probably say, like, I play soccer.
Yeah? How long have you been playing soccer?
4 years, I think.
You love it? Love it?
Mm-hmm.
Love it or like it?
Love it.
Okay. Who's your favorite soccer player?
Lionel Messi.
Nice, nice. So even me, a non-soccer aficionado, has heard the name.
Mm-hmm.
Looks just like my buddy Dan. Have you sent you pictures of Mr. Dan? I might be the only person on the planet that thinks they look exactly alike, but it cracks me up. So what position?
Right now I'm doing defense, but I'm usually in striker.
What do you mean you're now doing defense?
I'm hanging back as center, defensive mid.
So that changes throughout mm-hmm. the, like, you're practicing that way, or has that changed throughout the...
Since it's the first season
yeah.
in the competitive league, we're just kind of experimenting.
In the competitive league?
Mm-hmm.
So y'all play, like, other cities, other towns?
We play, yeah, like, other cities, towns, and stuff.
That's cool. So before that, what, you played for, like, a park and rec?
Mm-hmm.
What, and you would prefer defense or
I'm good with anything coach puts me in for right now.
Stud. That's what I'm talking about. That deserves one of these right here. I'm good. I'm a team player. I'm good where I'm put, where they put me. That's awesome. What about, explain to me how there's deep, like in my head, since I'm not a soccer person, it would only make, it only makes sense to me that you're on defense and offense.
What?
Yeah, because like, you run down the field on offense, and then when the other team has the ball, then you're on defense, or no? That's not, am I thinking about it the wrong way?
In rec, that's kind of what happens, because everyone's just chasing after the ball.
Oh, but when you get better?
But once, like, the first game's like that, but, like, the last game, everybody kind of knows what to do.
Yeah, so you put people that are really good on defense on the field, just in a, on the defensive side of the ball, and they really don't cross over to try to pressure a score or anything like that?
Usually if, see, we have three people in defense, left, middle, and right.
Okay.
And then someone at the top, which is usually me, because that means I'm kind of everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, if the person on the left is going after a person and they mess up, then I have to be there. I can't be, like, right up on them. But I do have to be there if they do get the ball to get the pass and get it upfield.
Are there plays? Like the design plays?
I mean, coach does that, but usually we just go with the flow.
Sounds like football players I've coached. Coach calls a play, but we just do what comes natural. Score, win, dominate.
Makes that, sense.
Yeah, those kinds of things. What's your most exciting, like if I'm, when I was little, I was at, you know, big baseball and football, but if you think about, if like you're laying in bed and you're having that dream, you know, and you're like,
that one dream,
bottom of the ninth, I'm going to win this game for my whole team. Mm-hmm. What does that look like in soccer? What's that look like in your head?
If it's like tied, like, you know, in like baseball, I mean, basketball, how they have like buzzer beaters.
Yes. What's the buzzer beater of soccer?
For a defender making a last minute tackle, for a midfielder not letting it get to the defense, and for a striker scoring a goal, like, last minute. And then for a goalie saving a goal last minute.
Nice. Do you see yourself in all those positions?
Sometimes.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Your favorite position right now?
That I've played, probably striker. And then I used to be a midfielder in the rec if it's, like, second half and we're losing. Because I would be the only one that would score. But then, once we got a decent midfield people, I would go up as striker. And they'd get the ball down to me. And then offsides was a thing.
What's that?
It's where, if you're the striker.
Yeah.
And you're behind the last defender on the other team, that would be offsides. They would get a free kick where you were offsides. And if you were past the last defender and got a pat and someone passed it to you, you would also be offsides. But if you dribble past the defender, it would not be offsides. If you're behind the last defender, but you don't have the ball, it's offsides.
If you don't have the ball. So am I thinking about this correctly? If you, when you make contact with the ball, there has to be a defender
in front of you.
In front of you. On the field. Like a draw a straight line across the field kind of deal. They don't have to be literally in front of you.
But the thing is, in rec, people take that as an advantage and go right up against the line so that, because like the second that you're offside, the ref is going to call it. You don't have to have the ball.
Oh.
The second, like, if your hand's offsides, you're all off. Everything about you's offside.
So they just immediately, they just slow down and try to get you offsides as part of the play.
Yeah.
That's no good. That's no good. All right, tell me your favorite scoring story.
It was one of those buzzer beaters.
Nice.
I had the ball, and we were tied. And it was the championship game. We were tied, and I had the ball. I kicked it through someone's legs, got past the other two people, went up against the goalie, and they thought I was going to kick it to a side, but I chipped it down the middle, and they went to one side, so they couldn't get it. That was probably one of my favorite goals.
That's awesome. So they chose a side, and then you just went straight.
Just went straight.
Just straight bullseye.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Then what was your celebration?
I usually just turn around and walk away.
Yes, like a legend. Like a legend. What's the saying, a lion never roars after its kill?
Yeah, because they eat it.
That's right. They don't want to tell other people to come, other lions to come eat it. I'm just a legend. I just do this thing.
Yeah.
What did the crowd do after you made that score?
I think you know what they did.
That's it right there. Nice job. Nice job.
At least the other team was like, dang it! The other team got real upset.
Yeah. Hey, play harder. I don't know what to tell you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Play harder. All right, tell me something else about you. Favorite food.
Watermelon.
Okay, I thought you were going to say cheese. Watermelon it is. Watermelon cold out of the refrigerator.
Yep.
All right, can I tell you how two people in my life used to eat watermelon that's a little odd? I mean, a lot of people do it, but a little odd. Granddad used to eat it hot out off the vine.
What?
So, yeah. Yeah, so that'd be take the watermelon out of the field, directly off the vine, break it open on the back of your tailgate of your truck, and eat it while it's still warm.
I'm speechless. I don't know what to say.
And then Mom used to cover it in salt. She would salt her watermelon.
I mean, I'm okay with people that put sugar on it, but...
Sugar on a watermelon?
It gives it like that.
Isn't watermelon sweet?
Yeah, it's already sweet, but some people put sugar on it.
So it's like candy?
Yeah. So that's no longer healthy.
Gotcha. That's gross. So, do you like watermelon flavored stuff? Like watermelon candy or watermelon?
Yeah.
But it's two totally different flavors? Or does it taste like watermelon?
It's like, you know how people love bananas, but when it comes to banana flavored stuff, they don't like it?
Yeah.
It's because
sure.
It's like a fake banana flavor.
Yeah, no
it's like
doubt.
Replicated. But with the watermelon, it's actually a little close.
Replicated watermelon's closer to tasting like watermelon.
Yeah. But like the thing is, sugar on watermelon, no blamo. Sugar on strawberries, on the other hand.
True. True. Okay. Cannot argue with that. Cannot argue with that. And that's how you make one of God's favorite dishes, strawberry shortcake.
Sugar on strawberries.
Put sugar on strawberries. And then pour those on top of like a nice fluffy cake, and then don't even eat the cake, just eat the strawberries with the sugar on them.
What's the point of making the cake?
I think it's just for looks. Whipped cream, yes or no?
Yes.
Like the whipped cream? Negative for me. Whipped cream on everything?
No. And whipped cream on water wouldn't taste that good if you think about it.
Fact. What about whipped cream on hot chocolate?
Yes.
Hot chocolate by itself, no whipped cream.
It's okay.
Favorite animal?
Lion? Yep.
That's awesome. Favorite subject in school?
Does recess count?
No, ma'am.
Math.
That's awesome. Love it.
More like better than all the other subjects.
math is?
Yeah. Is you always have been really good at math, or you like you've had a really good math teacher, or what's your thought?
That's for other people to decide.
I think you've always been really good at math.
I don't really pay attention to how good I am at math.
I think you've always been really good.
What about this cover you have on your phone? What is that?
Harry Potter.
What is it?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, the famous soccer player, right? He's a midfielder. Harold Potter.
No.
No?
It's a movie series.
Tell me.
Magic.
It's about magic?
Yes, sir.
Who are the people in the movie? What are the characters' names?
Harry Potter, Ron Weasley, Hermione Granger, Draco Malfoy, Albus Dumbledore. Let's see, who else do we got? Fred Weasley, his twin, Ginny Weasley, Voldemort, Professor Snape.
That's a lot. You're really into this Harry Potter thing, huh?
Yes, sir.
And your favorite has to be Harry Potter? Is that everyone's favorite?
No. And some people's favorite is Voldemort, but...
Which one is that?
The bad guy.
Come on, people. Why would your favorite be the bad guy?
I don't know.
Yeah. Come on. Who's your favorite?
Probably Harry Potter.
The perfect time for you to be like, it's the bad guy. Why is Harry Potter your favorite?
I don't know.
It's because he's the cutest.
No.
All right, tell me something about Harry Potter that you would have to be a real fan to know.
Ron's two older brothers, they're twins, and they do a lot of, like, joke stuff.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Who's Ron?
Harry's best friend.
Is he the redheaded kid?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with you.
His older brothers, who are twins, Fred and George, they do, like, a lot of joke stuff. Their birthday is actually April Fool's Day. And on set, they pretended that they weren't actual twins. And everybody believed them.
Like in real life?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, you got to be a big fan to know what the characters are doing on set.
I watch a lot of behind the scenes.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. Coolest Harry Potter thing you've ever done?
The thing that we did.
Harry Potter experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me about it.
There was, like, magic stuff, and there was, like, this path that you walked on. It, like, walked you through each and every movie. No sign of Voldemort, though.
Too scary, maybe.
Little kids. Yeah, I like how every time you have to turn around to see what the name is.
Yeah, forgot the name of the show.
It's your show.
I know, forgot it. Wrote it on the wall so I wouldn't forget it. Rocking Chair Ramblings.
You should get it, like, tattooed.
Negative. No. And you also can't have a tattoo.
I know that. I'm too young.
Your whole life. So far, you've introduced yourself. We've talked about sports. So.
What's your favorite sports team?
Georgia. All things Georgia. Particularly Georgia football. Georgia baseball is fun.
So, you hate Georgia T.
Thou shalt not hate, but strongly dislike Georgia T. And feel, what's the, not joy. Joy would be too strong of a word, but happy when Georgia T does not do well in anything.
Yeah, you were going to name me Georgia, but we figured you'll be yelling at Georgia a lot.
First fact. Georgia. That would have been clutch. How do you feel about Georgia T? I'll do it. Don't break my heart on our first podcast. I'll do it.
Jeez.
Okay. There it is. There. And gets to hit the button. That's nice. How do you feel about those dogs, though?
The ones downstairs?
Those dogs. Go dogs. Sick them.
Ugga.
Yes. Ugga. That's right. How you feel about him?
He's a cool dude.
Everything they do is the best. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. There we go. That's what we had to hear. But thanks for being on literally podcast one attempt, one try, one record, press record one of Rocking Chair Ramblings.
That's where it's record two. You had one with Matthew.
Yesterday. Well, that was just audio. That didn't count. That won't ever be anywhere. But this one will. We'll edit it and figure it out and stick it out for all your friends to hear.
Okay.
You want to change your words now? No.
I think I'll be fine.
You will be amazing. Yep. All right. Love you very much. Anything you want to add? Nope. Anything you want to say signing off?
What's your favorites, or what's going to be your catchphrase sign off?
Cheese.
Cheese. There it is. All right. Thank you, Sweet L.
Welcome.
I'm sitting here with the one and only William Pippin. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks. So the question is, how would you describe yourself if someone was like, hey, man, tell me about yourself?
I would say I'm super cool, easygoing. I try to be humble. Sometimes it can be difficult, but I'm trying to be humble and all. People around here, they know me pretty well. They know me for, you know, how I work. So they know me as like a working man. I've been employed for like 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
3 weeks, yeah. 3 weeks.
Where do you work?
Frying Pan Farm Park. You see me there. Part of the attraction.
The old Frying Pan Farm Park. See if you can talk directly into the side of your mic. That's it right there, buddy. What's your hard working at Frying Pan Farm Park for, man, 3 weeks now?
3 weeks. I'm in. They sent me a letter and said I was very valued on their team.
Your work did?
They did. Like my first week of working, they sent me a Christmas letter and said, hey, cool member of our staff, Merry Christmas, instead of just member of our staff. Valuable. Yeah.
Valuable. Wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow. But humility, I definitely got. The fact that you're so humble, that your last name is more associated with Scottie Pippen. Would you say more? Or
No.
What's your last name associated with?
Tommy Pippen, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. You know him pretty well.
The man plays a little basketball, too. Joker is a stud.
He was pretty good at football. Yeah. And baseball.
Yeah.
Bowling. Lacrosse. Track and field. Wrestling.
Is lacrosse the one with the, it looks like a wooden candy cane, but upside down?
No, that's field hockey. Lacrosse is the one where they have, like, the sticks, and they throw the sticks, and they go around in a circle.
Like a baseball.
Like a semicircle. Kind of like baseball, but it's like they go around the semicircle for like 10 minutes, take a shot, miss or don't miss, and then the other team has a chance to go down, go around the semicircle for 10 minutes, take a shot.
Is that the one that there's a bunch of room behind the net that's still mm-hmm. in play?
And they run around the net.
Yeah.
Kind of like hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they'll hit you.
They smack you with the stick real hard.
And they can like body check you.
Kind of like football. That's why a lot of football players in Virginia do lacrosse. Instead of, like, baseball or track, do lacrosse because you can still body people.
Okay.
Me personally, I don't.
Yeah.
Do lacrosse.
What about you, sports?
I dabbled, you know.
Yeah? Which sports?
Football, baseball, track, but pole vaulted for a little bit. It was very weird.
Yeah?
Pole vault's weird.
Yeah, I don't know that anyone is a natural grab this stick, run down here, and see how high we can get off the ground, but it's pretty cool.
They learn. They teach at like a young age.
Yeah.
It's hard to do.
Shot put.
Not as weird.
But you did pretty fun. You did some shot put as well.
And discus. I've done a lot of stuff that I should break my bones, but it's because I drink a lot of milk.
That's what it is.
Like my bones are iron now. Again, trying to be humble here is hard, but sure. My bones are, I think I might have the strongest bones
in
the world.
In the world?
I dare say. Because of how much milk I drink.
Yeah.
Like it's water.
How much milk do you drink?
We go through like 3 gallons a week of milk. I drink it like a baby calf. And just my bones are so incredibly durable. They just can't break. Like they can bend, they can't break.
Yeah, 100% chance you break a bone this week. My bones are like a baby calf. Mm-hmm. They unbreakable.
Unbreakable. Or no. Sure. Those aren't like a baby calf, but I drink like I'm a baby
calf. Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Yep, that sounds a lot better than the way I said it. What position in football?
Defensive end, tight end. Pretty fun.
How many different schools, high schools?
3 different high schools.
That's what I'm talking about. Why? Why 3 different high schools? Because you got kicked out of every one?
For being too good. They had every time I moved, I went to a different division. I had to go to a higher division. So the people that are in charge of that, they saw that I would like dominate. On the lower division, they moved me to a new school that's higher.
Sure.
Dominate that one. Move to a new school that's higher. Dominate that one. So
sure.
I couldn't stay because it wasn't fair. So I had to keep moving around. My mom's in the military, but I mean,
yeah.
That's a little bit part of it.
So mom's in the military. The government would move mom, but probably because they were trying to move you to a different division. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it makes total sense to me. I didn't see it at the time, but now that you're done playing sports, it makes
high school football is different now. Now that I'm done.
Yeah, what do you mean?
It's so much like slower because it's not really a high scoring game anymore. Yeah. You know, every time we hit the field, they throw it deep to me, touchdown. So it was a touchdown every drive. But now, like, defenses stop them and they have to punt, and they have to kick a field goal, or they just straight up turn it over. It's so weird.
So did. It wouldn't be fair to say you changed the game, but you leaving changed the game, like a reversal?
I feel like it's back to how it was before I joined. I think some people like it more now that I'm gone, because they have more of a chance. But, yeah, I think it's back to how it was before.
So the old statement, I want to leave it better than I found it, doesn't really apply. And staying humble, which is easy?
It's not easy.
No. But is it probably the most difficult thing you do is staying humble?
Probably. I mean, trying to fit all this pride is harder.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you can quote that. You can write that down if you want.
Because I think Jesus talks about pride a lot. So if you're tuning in for the first time, and you have to be because this is the very first episode, the introduction episode, if you will, to the family, we never said how old you are.
17.
17. Senior in high school.
Yes, sir.
Headed off to college after this.
Yes, sir.
Where are you headed?
Liberty University.
Liberty University. That is awesome. Yeah, proud of you. Are you excited?
Very excited.
When did you get accepted into Liberty University?
Over the summer.
Over the summer before your senior year?
Before senior year.
Okay, that deserves another one of those right there. Yeah, I'm super proud of that. That's pretty awesome.
It's really nothing.
No, it was really something.
Yeah, you're right. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So excited?
Very excited.
What do you know about Liberty?
A Christian university, very, very, very beautiful campus. I know a lot of people going there.
Nice.
It's going to be fun. They have a very good dining.
Yes.
Very, very good dining.
Good nice gym. Dining facility at the old Liberty University for sure.
Yes, sir.
You said a good gym?
Good gym. It's going to be good.
No, it's going to be awesome. I'm excited for you. It's going to be real good. So now you have to, that's why you got the big job, so you can save up the money that you don't need to bring with you to college.
I'm going to save up so that I can get a laptop. More Chipotle, an Xbox, or maybe a plane to get me to Liberty because it's a long drive. I'd rather fly.
Yeah.
Why do you also college.
Gotcha. Priorities straight. That's awesome. What do you think you're going to, what are you most excited about? And then what do you think you're going to major in? Or do you know?
Most excited for probably the food and lifting.
All right. Pause. All right. So most, high school, definitely middle school and lower are like, my favorite thing about school is lunch and PE, especially the boys, right? You just said what I'm most excited about going to college is food and lifting. So PE and lunch.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good.
Is that?
I take my clap back. I don't know.
What's wrong with that?
No, it's cool, man. I'm super excited. All right, keep going.
I know, like, what's wrong with food and lifting?
Most excited about all this money you spend to go to college.
It's going to be fun.
All right. What else?
I'm going to be studying forensic psychology, doing some investigating work.
Forensic hopefully. Psychology. Sounds hopefully. Like something big, but you're really excited about the old gym and the eating facility, dining facility.
That's kind of going to be what I do in my free time.
Gym
and
lift and eat.
Yes, sir.
You plan on going to, is there a Chipotle on campus?
No, there's not. I looked it up. It's in Lynchburg. I know, I'm pretty disappointed.
No, there's not. I looked it up.
It's
all right, just for the parents out there listening to this, this is going to be the question. This is awesome, right? So 17, almost 18-year-old, senior, getting ready to head off to college. He just said, no, I looked it up. There's no Chipotle on campus at my new school. Curiosity, have you looked up anything else about the new university you're headed off to?
No.
Negative.
That's yeah, it.
Nothing. Not one thing. So if you're frustrated with the way your kids are currently handling this college situation, it's all the same, guys. We're all in the exact same boat.
Well,
yeah, Georgia game. Go Dogs. How do you feel about that Georgia game?
I think we're good. Gunnar Stockton.
What does that mean? What kind of Georgia fan says, I think we're good?
We're good. I have full confidence in our quarterback, our new quarterback. He's awesome.
So if you went Gunner, is it Gunner?
Gunner, sorry.
Gunner against Carson Beck, just quarterback for quarterback. You're the head. You're the coach. You're the quarterback's coach, and you need to pick Carson Beck or Gunnar Stockton. Who you got?
If it was not the playoffs, I'd pick Carson Beck.
Yeah, why?
Because he has more experience, yeah. And he has the most touchdowns, passing touchdowns by a quarterback in college football right now.
Oh wow, active quarterback
right now. Okay, which is kind of crazy to think about because it doesn't seem that way.
Well, he had a heck of a year last year.
Yeah. He did have a good year last year.
And probably his numbers will say he had a pretty good year this year with the exception of the interceptions. But as a Georgia fan, it doesn't feel that way.
No, because
and I could be wrong.
They dropped the ball a lot. We have the most dropped passes, I think.
Our receiving core.
I don't know if we have them now, but we did for a while.
No, we probably do. I mean, we're up there.
Yeah. There's been a lot of games played, though, since we played last against Texas and beat them again.
No, you're right. You're right.
I think Gunnar Stockton, though, is going to do good.
Keys to the game. Keys to the game.
He did really good against Texas when they put him in.
Yeah.
And the players, including the defense, just play around him.
He's a stud.
He's good. He's a stud. He's humble like me.
Just like you. I think about you a lot when I watch him on TV. I'm like, samesies.
Yeah.
Samesies.
Yeah, I can see. I can see.
Man drives an 84 F-150 brown over cream over brown truck around campus. No AC. Right?
Yeah.
Just getting it done. It's in Athens, Georgia, first of all. Second of all, you don't really need to drive around campus, but if you have to drive, you're driving for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't need, I don't know, let's say, like a Lamborghini or something like that. That would be over the top, right? Nobody would do that.
You don't have to get a $300,000 car.
No.
With NIL money, with a car.
No.
A car deal that you made. With like the new NIL stuff. I don't know too much about it.
Yeah.
But you definitely don't need a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
And you don't need to be telling people that you wish they would run you over so you don't have to play football anymore.
Did you? Yeah, I heard that rumor. I didn't jump into it, but I did hear that rumor. Did you hear that when Gunnar Stockton's family and extended friends and family go to a Georgia game, that his home, where he's from, his home city of Raven, Georgia, it goes under 500 people because that's how many people
they all leave.
Yeah, because there's just not many in that town.
They love him, and he doesn't even play.
No, I mean, he plays now. He's starting court. He's QB1.
He plays now.
QB1, University of Georgia.
He got folded against Texas, knocked out.
Yeah.
Just stood right back up.
Stood right back up. He's like, what? That's my first concussion. You know? That's yeah. Just one.
Everybody has.
No big deal. Three. Yeah, I had one this morning just getting out of bed. It happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, keys to the game. What has to happen for Georgia to play well?
We need big, explosive, down-the-field plays. We need good coverage from our DBs. We haven't been saying that a lot. We need better coverage, less PIs, less penalties. I think our run game, if our run game is strong, it'll translate to more explosive plays. So
we need to run the ball to throw the ball?
That's exactly what I'm saying. You're picking up what I'm putting down. If we run the ball over and over again, it'll make it easier for Gunnar Stockton to throw it downfield. But at the same time, if we do little easy bitty, like 5-yard hitches, over and over again and let them get in the groove, I think it'll be an easy game. I think what we need to do...
You think an easy game?
I think Notre Dame is overrated. It's Notre Dame. You know what I mean? It's not going to be too difficult. We should just let them see what a playoff game is like. Let them throw the ball a lot.
This is incredibly uncomfortable to me, but go ahead.
Why?
Just as a Georgia fan, to even entertain...
This is a new...
What you're saying right now.
...era of Georgia football.
Yeah, but I'm not new era. I'm from the era of... I grew up with Florida beating us 11 years in a row. Like, we don't talk about good things.
Good things have come.
We stay humble like you stay humble.
It's okay to let a little... Like, obviously staying humble is important, but it's a little bit of swagger, a little bit of confidence goes a long way. And I have confidence in Gunnar Stockton. I have confidence in Georgia. And I think if we let Gunnar Stockton throw the ball a little against Notre Dame, Boise State, Ohio State, all of them.
All right. Well, hopefully the offensive line shows up for him and studs out and gives him some time. And maybe our receivers will catch a football. That'll be good. That'll be good. That'll be real good.
I think they will.
All right. How long do you think you've been talking on this here segment of this podcast? Now, it's going to be edited, so it won't feel that much, long, but how long do you think you've been in that chair?
Hour and a half.
No, seriously. How long do you think you've been in the old chair?
45, 50 minutes.
Serious talk? That's what you think for real?
45 minutes.
28 minutes, Will Pippen.
What?
Yeah, 28 minutes. Last question, unless you want to add something. Are you ready?
Shoot.
All right. Podcast future. What do you think? This is episode one, introduction to the family and rocking chair ramblings. The introduction to the family. So in my head, you'll get each member of the family. We'll edit it down and we'll make that first episode. And then we'll use some of these other ones in upcoming episodes. That's in my head. So essentially I'm learning how to do this and learning how to edit, but I'm just going to send it out there anyway, instead of just learning it and saying, okay, we got a good product. I'm just going to send it out, you know?
Yeah, send it out. Yeah. That's what people want. People want the raw, unfiltered message.
Yeah, for sure.
You don't need to edit it too much. Maybe like a couple ums.
Take out some ums and ums. Yep.
And mess ups.
And when the internet drops?
Yes, and that.
Got you.
I think that's all. You don't have to edit too much of the speaking. Like what I've just said for the past 20 seconds could probably get edited out.
Did you do it on purpose?
Yeah.
Just to prove a point. Nice job, Ellie. Ellie running the board, producer Ellie.
Very good.
Hit it perfectly. Yeah, no, that's great. Evidently, I say a lot. I'm hearing it now in my head.
It could be a drinking game. I think that's what you talked about with Matthew.
Actually, that's what Matthew talked about. So
just Matt.
Sadly.
No, that's...
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Sadly.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. It was...
Very young, age of 15.
Well, he learns from his big brother, for sure.
I don't drink.
For sure. No, you better not.
Don't.
You're a Liberty man. All right, so, but the future of the podcast, what's your guess? How long will it take? How long will this podcast last before, pull back the curtains. The podcast exists. We are recording this portion right now on New Year's Eve, so December 31st of 2024, to hopefully go out the first week of the new year, 2025, and I received the whole setup as a Christmas gift. That's how we do things.
That's good.
Yeah, that's how we do things. So how long do you think this thing lasts?
I think it lasts 4 years. If it doesn't explode, 4 years, but if it explodes, it gets real famous. It probably lasts a long time. Maybe how long has Rick and Bubba been going?
Oh, Rick and Bubba, the best show ever.
Yes.
I never got a chance to ask them. So I think it's this. I think it was the mid-90s. And they just, their last episode, their last show was this week.
Oh, really? I didn't even know.
Or when they cut for Christmas break. Yep, they're done. There'll be a new show, the Rick Burgess Show. But so I think mid-90s. And I think I can remember Uncle Trey having it on the radio in the truck when before I was old enough to drive. And he said, so he would have been 16. I would have been 14. So that's 30 years ago.
I think it could last 30 years.
Okay, so if we have to grind, you're saying 4 years.
And nothing happens? Nobody follows or...
Zero followers. Just
30 years if it explodes.
30 years if we have 10 followers plus.
10,000 followers
Okay, 10,000 is different than 10. Yes. Yeah, and my hope for it is that, you know, that I just keep to have these conversations with my family and my friends. It's hard to get a 17-year-old to sit down and talk to you, but... You just talked for 32 minutes, so that's pretty good.
Thank you. Wow.
No, appreciate you, sir.
I appreciate the opportunity to come on.
Obviously, you'll be on several times before you head off to Liberty, but when you're at Liberty, will you be zooming in and jumping on the old podcast?
If I have time, I'll definitely zoom
in. Bring the buddies on, the roommates and whatnot.
Yeah.
And we'll just talk it up.
You can ask them like what I do.
Yeah, we'll ask them about you. That's part of you being humble.
Ask them about me and just talk about me.
Yeah. Every question, when I get to know people, will be questions about Will.
Yeah.
Just for the humility.
That'll be good. I think the followers are like that.
Yep. No, it makes sense. Yeah. All right. Thanks for staying humble. We love you.
Love you.
All right. Bye, buddy.
See you.
Welcome to the rocking chair.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Yeah. You sound super excited. Ret to go. You want to finish that before we start this?
Yeah. Oh, see. Yeah, keeps nice. Changing it.
Yeah. Yep. Working on two things at the same time. The amazing Alicia Pippen. Welcome to the show. Episode one of Rocking Chair Ramblings. Or at least in my head it is. Still have to do a lot of editing, which I have no idea what that is. And put it out. But in my head, we introduce the family, did into one show and put it out there.
I like it.
And then jump on the next show. All right, so here's the question I've been asking everyone. If someone was said, hey, tell me about yourself, what would you say?
Say I am a wife with three amazing kiddos, and we are a military family, and we love Jesus, love being outside, faith, family, football. That's what I, my three words when I had to describe myself to my leadership at work. Three words to describe yourself, faith, family, football.
It does feel right.
Football changes. Because now we are a multi-sport family.
Yeah. You can't say faith, family, sports.
Multi-sport. Well, faith, family, football. Three
Fs. Yep. Of all the sports that our family currently plays, which would be all the big sports, would take away basketball. What's your
foosball? Is that included?
Well, y'all try to play foosball. Yeah. What I do to every member of this family on the foosball table eliminates y'all as athletes. I'll tell you that much.
I mean, we try. You destroy us.
We do. Yeah. Yeah. Fact.
Mm-hmm. All right. So main sports.
What's your favorite? All right. I guess what's your favorite sport to watch? And then I was going to say then what's your favorite sport season? I guess that necessarily isn't the same thing.
No, I think there's multiple questions here.
All right.
So I love watching any sport my kid plays.
Yeah.
I love football, mainly because we grew up in a football town.
Sure.
And that's just kind of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to the best university for football, the Dogs.
Georgia Southern. Yeah.
I did go to Georgia Southern too. Yeah. And at the time, they were a powerhouse.
Yeah, studs.
So go Dogs, from one football school to another. It's just how we roll. So football is probably my favorite season because it's so layered. Right? Like, the sport itself is amazing. I love the competition.
Sure.
But what it does for people, right? It brings people a lot of joy. It brings people together. There's good food. There's a lot of laughter. Sometimes some sadness, especially as a Georgia fan. But ultimately, I love watching sports. I think the sport that is hardest for me to watch, I don't know that there is one, honestly. I'm not a big basketball fan.
Yeah, family, but we're cheating because we don't
play basketball, so maybe that's why.
Yep.
But we are currently, as we are recording this, in wrestling season.
Yeah.
And that is hard to watch sometimes as a mom watching your kid get thrown around, him throwing the kids around. It's hard.
Yeah. But if he'd be better, you wouldn't have to watch him get thrown around.
Yeah. He's trying, but I love sport.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So think about this. Our kids' sports, but think about the sports that we grew up. So both of us, South Georgia, both Valdosta and then me, a little different track right there in the middle of my high school career. But that same atmosphere. Then Georgia Southern, which is big-time athletics. Georgia Southern still plays some ball, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
University of Georgia, huge. And then, you know, we've been at many different places. But here, we're currently in Northern Virginia. And when we go watch our kids play, so we have a senior that's graduating, but he's football, baseball, track. Let's just talk about this past football season. And then so we had a senior, and then we had a freshman who was fortunate enough to start on varsity at the end of the year in football, which is really impressive. A big-time 6A school and tens of fans. Yeah, tens and just, I mean, I don't know that we – there was definitely no tailgating.
No.
Or any kind of gating.
No. There wasn't even a line at the gate.
No line at the gate. You could. So some of our family and friends that'll listen to this podcast, maybe
tens and tens of people.
Tens. Well, Will said, not to change the subject, but it is ramblings. Will said that he thought that the podcast would last for 4 years if we have to grind and no one listens. But if we don't have to grind and people listen, it'll last 30 years. So that was interesting.
But he still gives us 4 years. I think he believes in you.
I think he knows us. And so anyway, back to gate, right? Our family and friends will listen to this. And the only way I can explain it to them is this right here. If kickoff is 7:30 for a high school 6A football game at home, you can get there. Tell me if I'm wrong. You can get there 7:20.
For a 7 kick?
For a 7:30 kick.
Oh, 7:30 kick? I mean, heck, even a 7 kick.
Yeah.
They get there at 7:30, if we're honest.
Yeah.
When do the Pippins get there?
Six.
Six.
And if we were tailgating, we'd get there about 4, right?
And what's even funnier is we're there before the team is even out warming up, because even the playing of football in Northern Virginia is so different.
So different.
So different.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a culture shock for us.
It really has been a culture shock.
But I think this year in particular, mainly because of your ability to get yourself in the press box to be an announcer, really brought some spirit to the fans that were there.
Are you getting emotional about it?
Well, you know, I think about it. Our freshman, he had an opportunity, and you took advantage of it, and you got in that press box so that you could call his name out and embarrass him and his brother as often as possible from the loudspeaker.
Yes.
Which was hilarious. And yep. The parents loved it. I don't know.
Did they?
Well, the moms did. Because let's be honest, that's the only ones that would talk to us.
That's true. That is true.
Right?
True.
And then I think they liked it because of your accent.
Yeah.
They loved your accent.
Because of my Welsh background.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really comes out.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in a microphone. But that was a good time. That made it sports even more fun for us, because we were able to do that kind of thing. Be involved even more.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like we're always going to make it fun. It's just a little frustrating when it's hard to make it fun. You know what I mean?
It shouldn't be work. It feels like work here.
This is our third trip here. No. This will be our second trip here in 3 years, 4 years. That's fair to say.
Yeah. Out of the next 5 years, we'll have been here 4 years.
Yeah. Okay. Will graduate this year, and this will be his third high school, right? Two of those were in the Northern Virginia area. Mm-hmm. The first one we went to, when we went to our first, so it would be a freshman football game then, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. We went to our first freshman football game. I remember sitting in the stands, and you could hear normal conversation on the sideline.
You were having conversations with Will.
I did.
While he was on the sideline.
I did, just with
my normal voice.
In fact, got him an interception.
You did, because you were, while he was on the field, you repositioned him.
Yeah, I should bring him back in here, and we should talk about that. His humility.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know where he gets it from. But, yeah, just, and then so that turned into, just, it's just different. It just feels like you're missing out a little bit. And then when we left Northern Virginia and went up to PA for a year, played a year there. So that would have been JV football. Did we play JV football?
No, it was varsity.
Did we never play JV football?
Mm-mm.
How about that? So varsity football in PA, slightly more people.
Slightly.
Slightly more people. But
30s and 30s of people.
Good one. Yep, 30s and 30s. But not really a high school football culture that we're used to.
They want to be.
You just don't know what you don't know.
No, yeah. They don't know what they don't know. And thankfully, we had a good group of military families there that came from the South as well and helped make it feel a little bit more like what we know.
Yeah.
Like cheering and hollering and being excited about plays.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. And then back to the Northern Virginia area, not in the same high school we were the first time we were here. Happy with the high school.
Oh, yeah.
Happy with the high school for sure. Fun football season this year. First round of the playoffs for the varsity. Freshmen lost their last game, or they would have been undefeated. Really good football. And then, like we said, Matthew got called up, played a little varsity ball at the end, which was super exciting.
And they had to play together.
They got to play
on the same team, same line.
Same snap of the ball.
That was awesome.
It was awesome and scary.
It was awesome.
Yeah. Matthew was long snapping on special teams, and Will was on. So he would long snap for punts, and then Will was also on that punt team. So they were actually, Will was a guard, so they were right beside each other. How amazing.
So cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know this year has been, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Despite just not being like what we aren't, you know, comfortable with from a environment of football.
Yeah.
People here love football, which is nice.
They do.
They do love it.
They do love it. And mm-hmm. I mean, I guess some would argue, I'm really excited to have like my brother on and some of the people from back home to see if, hey, maybe we're living in the 90s and maybe it's like this. I seriously doubt it is because I still follow a lot of high school sports, but some would argue that maybe priorities are a little whack one way or the other, and maybe we're in the wrong.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not making that argument. I think that was that'd be a horrible argument. I think we need to bring back tailgating at all high school football games. Get there early. Get in the parking lot on a Friday.
And
if it's a home
fellowship.
Game, have some fellowship. Hang out with each other. Know each other,
get
right?
Know each other.
Eat some burgers and then
be excited for your kid.
Yeah, drum up that atmosphere.
Yeah. I think that's a big piece that, and maybe outside of just sports, is that lack of connection that people have.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean.
Like actual connection. Not, yeah. Oh, I sent you a text or I saw your update on whatever social platform, right? Like actual connection.
Yeah. Well, connection is everything, right? Mm-hmm. But it is surprising to me. I get maybe not surprising because I am still that guy that likes to, what Ron's name from Parks and Rec, you know, the director on mm-hmm. Parks and Rec. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he had that real funny line where he said, my best friend, such and such that I used to work with, you know, he's my favorite person to ever work with. We still never talk sometimes. I still have a lot of that in me, right?
Oh, yeah.
But the ability to, and from a sports perspective, because our children play so many different sports and we've now played them in multiple states, if you include rec ball,
mm-hmm.
and I've been fortunate enough to coach in multiple states, the ability to be a part of a team and still not connect is something else.
Yeah, it's weird. It doesn't translate for us. Like,
no.
The fact that our kids don't know their coaches' names.
Yeah, what's that all
thing.
About?
They don't know each other's names, and they're okay with it. That's just so bizarre to me.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I work in a community where we wear our name on our uniform.
For sure.
So, it's just, like, I think as adults, we just know people's names.
Yeah, yeah. And some of it is we're the weird variable in all this because we're in and out, right?
Sure.
But still, there's people on these teams. Unless you're a team mom, you don't know.
Yeah, like, they know.
Yeah,
they know it all.
Like we've pulled the rosters to announce games and been like, ah, yeah. Even when I ask some of the parents, I'm like, hey, what you got right here? What? How do you even pronounce this name? They're like, ah. It's
my
just a little odd.
Favorite thing of this last season when you were announcing games. And there's this one young man who has a very formal name.
Mm-hmm.
We won't say his name to protect the innocent.
Sure.
But he goes by, say, Pete. But he has a
so
formal.
Like if his formal name was.
But it was like awkward. A bit of an awkward name.
Like Chester.
Yeah. But he goes by Pete.
Okay. Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And he would make a bad play. You would call him by his full name.
Sure. Because he deserves it.
Yeah. And then his mama came up and was like, no one calls him that. And he was like, you go, I do.
Make a better play.
Yeah.
Break down on that tackle and you won't get called that.
Yeah.
That works, right?
Yeah, that made me laugh.
Yeah, it works.
Mm-hmm.
How about the play when Matthew missed a tackle and I called him Will Pippen's brother?
Little brother.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Will Pippen's little brother.
Yeah. And then he looked up at you.
but to our point earlier, even in those situations, like, they have the ability to stop and look up at the press box. I feel like that was not a thing when we were playing ball. I could be wrong, but I feel like maybe it was not. Just interesting.
Yeah.
A little different.
But, you know, what a blessing that we get to have these experiences.
Yeah.
Because so many people never leave their hometown, you know?
Yeah.
And that's all they know, which is great, too. Like, for us, there's a lot of that we wish we had. You know, we miss having roots and being close to family all the time and... But, you know, it's just different perspectives. But for us, I think we can uniquely see the blessing in the moving every couple of years.
Yeah.
And that it's temporary, for us at least.
Yeah, for sure. And I think for me, it's not, and you as well, it's not the leaving of people. It's the meeting the new people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just, if we could figure out the magic to bring in hometown with you, like not our hometown, but the hometown, right? Like any home, quote unquote hometown USA, whatever that is for you. Kind of bringing that with you is the
I think it's rooted in that connection.
Yeah, rooted
and
for
building
sure.
that community.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm most excited about this podcast for. It really isn't to get tens and tens of people to listen. I don't not not only do I not care, I don't even understand what that means. I mean, no. Let's be honest, right? No. So,
like, as you're talking, all I'm thinking about is how cool it's going to be for you to connect with people. That for a guy like you who doesn't really care to connect with people,
yeah.
But how excited you are to connect with people.
Yeah.
Because you love people.
I do.
Like,
yeah.
So much. And you love their stories. And you love, like, just chit-chatting with folks. And so I think it's going to be really neat for you to reconnect with people that you haven't talked to like this.
Right.
Like, on an intellectual, emotional level in a long time. That's going to be neat.
Yeah, a little sappy there at the end, but yeah, well, I agree. Yeah.
I'm a woman. That's what we do.
We're different.
We men are
and
different.
Women. Men and women are definitely different. Yep. Oh, yeah. No, it's going to be awesome. I'm excited about it. And then maybe even to introduce people to people that they don't know.
Yeah.
But you sit beside at a ball game, right? Or you're at the same events. You just don't know them.
Yeah. But I think what will be neat is an opportunity for people in your life that don't know each other, but can get to know you through other people, which is pretty cool.
Speaking of that, though, do you ever run into, because we, again, are blessed to meet a lot of people. You take social, if you don't call social media meeting people, and I understand that I'm saying that on a podcast, right? But if you don't count that as meeting people, we are, the number of people that you meet on average in your life, we're destroying that number. Like, we meet a lot of people.
We as in the Pippins or
yeah,
just in general?
No, we as in the Pippins.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
but we go out of our way to meet people.
Yeah, but I mean, we'll.
But we're not socialites, which is funny. Because we are homebodies.
No, we are homebodies. But I guess what, like, Will was talking about Gunnar Stockton, and I was talking about how if his family and friends go see him at a Georgia game, then his town goes below 500 people. Like, we would know everybody in that town, right? And I'm sure that everyone in that town knows everyone in that town.
Mm-hmm.
My point is, and we just, since we live in so many towns, we're just blessed to know so many people, mm-hmm. right? Do you ever run into people and think you would be best friends with? There's no way you would ever meet them, but you mm-hmm. would be best friends with.
Yeah.
Fill in the blank.
Well, we think about, like, if we could go vacation with friend groups, right? Because so many of our friends are spread out everywhere.
Sure.
And, like, if we could bring, like, Stephanie and Derek and Gretchen and Dan, like, they would all get together really, really well. It's really fun to see, like, to think about that. That would be really cool to get friends from all over to get together.
Yeah, for sure. And not to change the subject, but of, like, a lot of people listening to this are listening to hear your voice because you have so many friends. So let's just get it out. Let's just get it out there. No, you do. It sounded funny. I heard it in my head that it sounded funny. I was not being sarcastic. You have lots and lots of friends. So let's ask. Let's get it out there. Who is your best friend?
You.
Oh, thanks, babe. You're my best friend. Mm-hmm. That was super sweet. That's not what I was trying to get out of that. I was really trying to get that so many people think that they're your best friend. I was just going to put you on the hot seat and be like, okay, who is it? Which one is it? Who is she? What's her name? Which one is it?
No, I have great friends.
You do have great friends.
Yep. I've been blessed to have people come into my life just when you need them, which is pretty neat when you look back on it.
Yeah, it's amazing the way God does that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too, for sure. Yep. And at the time, there's no way to see that coming, but it's such a blessing that when you don't see the crucial need coming, right? But they're
mm-hmm.
there. But they're there when it happens. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. But you have to do your part to cultivate that. Now I'm just preaching to myself. I have to do my part to cultivate that friendship so that, you know, that those people are there when those things happen. God forbid.
Yeah, and you can be there for them. Which is when you
love. Oh, yeah, that part too.
But that's when you thrive, like the person to call on.
I appreciate that. I'd much rather be there for people, obviously. That's just how we are.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty awesome. All right, so what else? What else about? So, we'll get into this in the 4 years that we're going to grind away on this podcast. But what else? Let's stick in that little world of sports and kiddos. Unless you want to talk about the fact that your oldest decided to talk about his humility and his he's taken off. This is what he said. You'll hear it, but I just want to see your reaction. As he takes off to Liberty University, he has researched whether or not there's a Chipotle on campus There is not. The entire list of anything else that he has researched about Liberty University is zero.
Oh, no, I'm not surprised. What we know about Liberty is because we have told him.
I mean, dang, I wrote his essay. He didn't have to have one. But I was trying to get
thankfully, he got in because of his merit, because he's wicked smart. And he applied crazy early, which was awesome, and got that over with.
Got in before he started his senior year, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Such a blessing. And lazy.
Amazing and lazy.
Yeah. And
he's comfortable with that.
Oh, so comfortable with it.
But I don't know that that's just him. I think that's his year group.
It's all of them, all those 25s.
I have several friends that have kiddos his age, and it's validating but yet terrifying that we all are living the same lives. Academically, sports-wise, like they're all gifted. Right? Obviously, all the parents think that their kids are gifted, but these kids are all really smart and have their own athletic gifts. And all of them are like just hoping on a prayer to get by. And because they're so gifted, they do get by.
Yeah.
Again, different than what we experienced at their age.
Yeah.
He's awesome. Liberty's going to be a good year, a good place for him.
How big is that group, you think?
What
that
do you mean?
Generation. So let's just call them 25s, right?
Mm-hmm.
The high school graduating year 25.
Mm-hmm.
How is that everybody would blame it on the COVID junk, but
nah.
There's a 10 years of those kids with your friend group?
Probably. Oh. Matthew's 28 and year group 28 and following right along with what his brother has done.
Yeah. The things that Will is popping out of a little bit.
That's so cool to see.
Matthew's popping into.
It hurts my heart.
The old co-host, he says.
He's the co-host?
That's what he tells me. Matthew is the co-host.
I love it.
Yeah, he tells me that. So
he's got good material, and he's got a good voice for radio.
He does have a strong voice.
You know how many moms told me that this year?
It's weird.
It is weird.
A little awkward. But yeah, he does have a strong voice. How does that work? Where are they hearing him talk?
When he just introduces himself.
Yeah.
And because, a couple of the parents had meals and stuff at their house for the team, and they met him there.
Which is super sweet.
Super sweet.
And counterintuitive to what I was saying earlier about how we don't.
We do
those kinds of things.
But it's not consistent. But you grew up with every Saturday or Sunday, the team getting together.
For sure.
This was a one-time thing.
Yeah, steak and potatoes every Sunday. And film.
But it's on us because we could have continued the tradition and fostered that, and we just didn't.
No, we could. Yeah.
Man, life is so busy.
And busy for everybody, right? Mm-hmm. Busy for everybody, yeah.
I don't know that it's a complaint other than just identifying the difference and maybe longing for some of it, but knowing it's just not reality these days.
Yeah, there's some nostalgia there. What comes with this too, right? This the whole rocking chair, just sitting back. To me, it's, I don't know that, I mean, I would venture to say I never sat on a front porch in a rocking chair with my granddad, right? But there was a lot of ramblings. Right, and there was a lot of...
Because he didn't sit.
No, he wasn't a sitter. But my man took a nap every day, 20 minutes. Hit that couch, take a nap. Farmed his hiney off, right, but loved it. But a lot of ramblings, a lot of loving on people, a lot of helping people. But even though he didn't sit, man, we're so much fat. We're just go, go, go compared to...
Well, that's society, yeah. And that's an American way. As well. But yeah. I think we've done a good job of trying to slow that down.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so.
Not feeling guilty about it either. I think that's a big piece.
We get better the older we get, maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. But introducing other people and then just the coolness of being able to hang out with somebody for, an hour, 30 minutes, whatever it may be, and just talk and just be like, hey, what's up? Mm-hmm. Because if anything else, you would think that like this. So I was saying earlier that this podcast will be episode one, introduction to the family, right? That's my thought process in my head. But this none of this existed 6 days ago.
Right.
Right. So but it's so fun.
You do love it.
It's so fun. So, but if I were to call like my good buddy Dan. If I called up Dan and I was just like, hey, buddy, let's talk.
It's he'd not, laugh and he'd hang up.
He would hang up.
He'd hang up.
He'd say, are you calling to make fun of Ohio State? And I'd be like, yeah, yes, and I don't want to play y'all in the playoffs. That's mostly why. That's 100% of why.
Quickly followed by updates on the kids. They have the cutest kids.
They do have the most amazing kids. I told a Teddy story earlier. Yeah. To Ellie. How old is Teddy? Yep.
He's about to be 6.
No. 16. 26. 16. About to be 6? About to be 7. 8?
No. 6. 7?
Well, we didn't get invited to the birthday party. So
man, I'm a horrible friend.
That's probably what it is. Anyway, Teddy's the one that told me not to use the S word and that it was unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
Yep, that's Gretchen and Dan's boy, Teddy, and then their little girl, Annabelle, and they are awesome. But if I called Dan up and I said, hey, man, let's talk, it would be awkward. And it would be, he would talk if he didn't hang up immediately.
No, but he'd call you back and be like, are you okay? Seriously?
Are you good? Just serious talk. Are you good? Are you good? And then, well, but if you.
Again, dudes don't do this. Y'all don't just call each. I mean, nobody calls each other.
Used
anymore.
To though, but used to.
Yeah.
I mean, and not just because we were young.
But nobody calls anybody anymore.
People aren't together. They're not physically together. That I think that might be part of it. Like the only people we're physically in proximity to are work people,
mm-hmm.
and that gets so weird and skewed, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole different story. There's people at work. Then there's, if you're a parent, it just depends on what. Your kids are doing, what phase of life your kids are in. And then, so the athletic part of it, the sports part of it, as a parent, should be the people you're physically in proximity to more than others, right? And we just aren't, right? That's the thing with, it's like church and life groups. Force the physical proximity, and then you're forced to talk to each other. Used to, dudes would jump in a truck and go hit a dirt road.
Yeah.
We don't, I mean, of course, it is weird at 44 to hit a dirt road, unless it's your dirt road.
Yeah, that's a whole other story. Yeah, so I think that this podcast is going to give you an opportunity to do that with some really special people, which is going to be really cool to listen to.
What are you trying to say? You're going to listen to it more than you're joining in on it?
Well, I'll listen.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I got to commute every day, so I'll listen in my commute.
Yeah, everyone that works in Northern Virginia has to commute. Well, that's not true with the people that stay at home.
Yeah, some people are remote, but
neither
my
one of us stay at home.
Not nearly as bad as some of my colleagues, so I have nothing to complain about.
And better than it was last time we were here.
I think so. It feels better. It's the same distance, ironically enough, but shorter.
In mileage.
Shorter and less chaotic because I'm moving. I'm not sitting on the interstate. With very angry drivers. And I don't have to leave at crazy hours to get there or get home, you know?
Yeah.
So that's pretty nice.
Yeah. All right. So as I've done with each of the kids so far, I ask you two final questions.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I believe so.
One, how long do you think you've been sitting in that rocking chair right now?
27 minutes.
27 minutes. 33 minutes. Pretty good. That was really good. Swore it was 50 when it was 20. So that's good. That's awesome. And then Matthew was way off the other way. Matthew felt he just sat down and we were, you know, an hour in and he has to go again because it didn't work the way it wanted to. So, and then my final question is before I ask you if you want to add anything is podcast future. What's your guess?
My prediction?
Your prediction.
I want it to be at least through the next 8 years.
Whoa.
Because that will put Ellie at 18 and allow, or maybe 7 years, 7 to 8 years, to allow time with all the kids in these kind of environments.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So the sentimental person that I am,
sure,
that's kind of where my head goes.
I love it. Tens and tens of viewers to make that happen, and it really doesn't matter.
I don't think it matters.
I think we'll be super excited for it. Any viewers, even if that viewer is
people we know.
Yeah, mom or dad.
Yeah.
Super excited. But
because it's not about that. This is a process for you versus an outcome.
Yeah, for sure. And let's be honest, there's a good chance I won't know how to
you won't even
see
know.
How many you no. have. So next
you are not
is,
a technological person.
No. Next is learn how to edit.
You got it.
And then get it out there, that podcast out there, and then do another one, and then just keep doing that kind of stuff. Yep. Super exciting.
It's
Anything you want to add before we wrap up this first one?
No, I love that you're doing this.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for my Christmas present.
You're welcome.
Super sweet. I love you.
I love you.
All right. Thanks, babe.